May be seated.
Well, good morning.
We have a special guest today. Jim Arnold is going to share with us. Jim's a missionary to Africa, and I see a big old, is that a snake skin I see back there? That thing looks like it was big enough to eat a person. Anyway, Jim's going to be sharing with us in a few minutes, but before he does, I just wanted to commemorate today as being Pentecost Sunday. And
Pentecost Sunday comes
7 weeks after Easter Sunday.
And
it represents the time that, period of time where the disciples met in the upper room. And Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem until you're empowered by the Holy Spirit. Well, this was the day they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. And remember, the tongues of fire came down over their heads and they started speaking different tongues, and people understood
these tongues,
and who were for the feast, and heard their own tongue being spoken by these Galileans. And turned out, in Acts 2:41 it says, and then, by the way, Peter then preached the sermon. They said, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. And he preached a sermon about Jesus. Very first sermon, this is actually the birthing of the church on this day. Acts 2:41 said, so those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. It's interesting that it says about 3,000 souls. It doesn't say exactly 3,000. It doesn't say more than 3,000 or less than 3,000. It says about 3,000 souls. And I'm looking through the Bible, and I don't see that phrase about on pretty much any other number. You don't see about 10,000 people died here, or about 200 did this, or about 450 did this, or whatever. But you do see about 3,000. And this isn't the only place you see it. So since it's the only number that's described as about 3,000, and there are other places in the Bible where there are about 3,000, I think it behooves us to look at the other about 3,000 and see if there's any relation to this about 3,000. And there's actually three different times in the Bible where there's groups of people described as about 3,000. One of them is in Joshua, the book of Joshua. You remember
they fought the battle of Jericho,
and then after the battle,
somebody took something
he wasn't supposed to take, and then they had this next battle with this town called Ai. And it says there in Joshua 7:4, so about 3,000 went up. And then it says they were routed by the people of the town of Ai. Another place we see it is in Exodus 32. Moses had gone up on Mount Sinai. The people who were down on the camp indulged in revelry, they turned their back on God that created the idols. Moses comes down and he sees all this going on and he gets really mad and he tells the Levites, take your sword out and I want you to go about the camp and start killing people. And it says, Exodus 32:26, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Come to me. And the sons of Levi gathered around him and he said to them, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, put your sword on your side, each of you, and go to and fro from gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill his brother and his companion and his neighbor. And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and that day about 3,000 men of the people fell. Another reference. Judges 16:27. Samson, you know the story. You know at the end of his life, his eyes were gouged out, and he was led into their temple to perform for them. And he said, put me up against the pillars. The boy put him up against the pillars. And it says in Judges 16:27, now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there. And on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. So my question to you is, what do these three situations have in common? Samson, Moses coming off of Mount Sinai, and the people being routed by the people of Ai. I'll have one thing in common. All three of them, people were wiped out. Now, three times in the Old Testament, you see the phrase about 3,000 people. Every time, it's related to death. The one time we see about 3,000 in the New Testament, it's just the opposite. It's related to life. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. People were saved from death. So when the law came down, the Old Testament, about 3,000 people died. When the Holy Spirit came down in the New Testament, about 3,000 people were saved. I think it's about 3,000 is used
in both the Old and the New Testament is not coincidental.
I think it's there to show us the difference between
what the law brings about,
which is death, and what the Holy Spirit brings about, which is life. So the practical application for us, I think, is that a lot of churches in our country and even around the world are dying today because they're focusing on the law. They're not focusing on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings joy, brings life, brings vibrancy. When you focus on the law, you're basically got your finger out scolding people. Don't do this and don't do that. And I think that's one of the things that's really hurting, has hurt the church today. A lot of the churches that are dying, I think, are the churches that are focusing strictly on the law. So what I want us to do here at Walnut Grove is not to focus on the law and be part of the dying group, but to focus on the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Be willing to take a stand for the Holy Spirit, to stretch our faith, to try something new, to be the new wineskin that Jesus talks about, not the old wineskins that's all cracked and leaking and things like that. So that's just my a little encouragement that related to Pentecost that I wanted to share with you today. I would love to see a new movement in our church, an exciting movement led by the Holy Spirit. And I don't want us to stifle any movement like that by using those famous words, "We never did it that way before." That has been the death of so many branches of the Church of Jesus Christ. Okay, having said that, I want to turn over the rest of the service to Jim Arnold. Jim has been here before, twice or once before, I can't remember. Couple times. I know that he missed last time because he had COVID about the time he was planning on coming, so we missed him. And he's going to share with us what's going on in the part of Africa that he serves in over there and on the Ivory Coast. So, Jim, come on up. You're welcome to share with us.